It's pretty shocking. Here to join us, here to speak to us a little bit about this one is Professor Corey Bradshaw from Flinders University. Corey, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program.
Pleasure.
Now, scientists are calling this the sixth biological extinction. What are some of the previous ones that we're talking about here?
Yeah, well, prior to this one, and you know, irrespective of some of the debate around it, there's been sort of five main what we call mass extinctions. So it just put it into context. You know, about 99% of all species that have ever existed are now extinct. But that's an average over all of evolutionary life, so going back 2.5 billion years. Mm. But extinctions don't happen gradually and at a steady rate. They tend to happen in pulses. And we have the five main ones, the Ordovician, about 1.9 to 3.3 million years ago. 1.9 to 3.3 million years it lasted. So then we had the Devonian, where about 75% of species were lost within about 15 million years. We had the Permian, which was the big one, probably up to 95% of species lost. That was about 250 million years ago. We had a big one in the Triassic. And then the Cretaceous was the last one when the big impact in the Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. So about 76% of species were lost within a couple million years. And, you know, since that was about 65, 66 million years ago. And since that time, we've had smaller extinctions, but never on that magnitude.
I mean, obviously that last one you mentioned there with the dinosaurs being the most famous one, but the main draw I got out of that, Corey, is that those extinctions took place over a fairly long expanse of time. This one we're talking about right now seems to be happening, well, a great deal more quickly.
Well, yes, but there's also some caveats with that because, you know, obviously we're dealing with extremely old data when we talk about fossils, and estimating the timing over which that occurred is extremely imprecise. For example, in the Cretaceous, it could be anywhere from between 1 year and 2.5 million years. That's the level of uncertainty. Clearly, it's not enough to say exactly how much time has elapsed for that to occur. Now, when you think about a big asteroid hitting the Earth, there would clearly be a lot of extinctions immediately, and then there would be extinctions that would sort of happen over the course of even potentially millions of years as weather patterns change, climate generally changed, you have different compositions of species, different types of carnivores. And then, of course, the other thing happens is you tend to get a lot of evolution happening after a massive extinction event because you have all of these ecological niches that are freed up. So, again, depending on the time scale, it's sort of it'll change your story somewhat. But it's clear that humans, and this is what we're calling now the Anthropocene, Anthropos, of course, meaning human, is that we're causing this. And, you know, estimates vary, but it's the precision is also low because we haven't cataloged most of the world's species. And it's happening over courses of generations. I mean, really, if you go back into the paleo literature, as soon as sort of humans started coming onto the scene in the whole Arctic, so that's sort of Siberia and Europe and North America, when they came into Australia, masses of species, especially the big ones, started to go extinct pretty fast, within the order of a couple thousand years.
So looking at, I mean, we see sort of, you know, literature, media, and all that kind of thing about certain species that are more endangered than others. But if we're talking about 3/4 of animal species here on Earth going extinct in the coming centuries, that's pretty significant. What species would we likely to be seeing under threat? You mentioned there, like previous extinction events, we've seen the big ones go. In this kind of situation that we're looking at right now, what kind of animal species are most under threat?
Yeah, well, so the kinds of things that we'd probably likely to see go first and are continuing now are things like freshwater species. Freshwater habitats, wetlands, rivers, lakes are probably some of the most threatened biomes on the entire planet. Main reason is because we like lots of water. Think of the Murray-Darling Basin and all the issues surrounding that one. So we've lost so much of that over time, and we've just begun to scratch the surface of identifying the species they're in. So we've probably lost thousands of species before we even knew they existed. And that's actually the case over much of the planet, but it's really bad in freshwater environments. The marine environment so far, less than, you know, the going thing is sort of less than 5% has been explored, but that's probably considering the depths that we don't get down to very often. But it seems now that the marine environment isn't a lot different from the terrestrial environment in terms of the susceptibility of species, but we're probably, again, losing species before we even know that they're there. A lot of small microorganisms, as we disrupt soil structures as well, everything from little bacteria right up to nematodes and small insects. We don't, again, know how much we're losing, but the estimates suggest that if what we see on the surface is happening, that it's probably, in a lot of ways, much worse below surface. So the smaller organisms and the ones that are attached to particular types of habitats, like great big forests, we've lost, you know, in Australia, we've lost over 40% of our forests since European colonization. We're doing a good job of erasing the Amazon and even the boreal forest in Russia and Canada. So we have anything that's dependent on those kinds of biomes is going to be the first to drop off the perch.
So certainly we're doing a terrific job of wiping out habitats, but are we seeing any sort of real focus on stopping this kind of mass extinction from happening? Is there a way we can actually stop or reverse this process?
Yeah, well, how long is a piece of string, too? I mean, the main thing is time, and the fact that we have, you know, nearly 7.5 billion people on the planet, and it's going to be growing for at least the next century, suggests that pretty much all the pressures that are causing these declines and these extinctions will only increase. You know, in the paper that you mentioned, they were basing on data that shows that since the 1970s, we've lost over half of the individuals of all vertebrate species that have been assessed in 40 years. So we're not just losing species, we're losing the populations that will then lead to extinction. Can we turn that around? Well, we can do certain things, like, for example, we can arrest all subsequent deforestation and put a lot of effort into reforestation. That would be a good start. We can protect our waterways and have more wetland area protected, things like mangroves on coasts. We can do these things, but the trends all sort of seem to point in the opposite direction. For example, even in Australia, and Queensland has recently relaxed most of the anti-clearing laws for vegetation. So we tend to go in these, what I always like to say is we take one step forward and 10 back. So we do minor improvements, and then we change governments, and things turn to tears very quickly. And the thing about environmental destruction is that it might take only a couple years to do the destruction, but it can take centuries, if not millennia, to recover. So we're always sort of on the back foot.
Mm. Well, Corey, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time this morning. Obviously, pretty dramatic thoughts, and obviously one to keep our eyes on. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
That was Professor Corey Bradshaw from Flinders University speaking to us about the Anthropocene and this extinction event, this sixth biological extinction phase that some scientists say is coming in the coming centuries. And as I say, you know, apart from an asteroid hitting Earth, it does happen in a bit of a shorter timescale than some of the earlier extinction events that we talk about, but all down to human impact on the planet, with all the little bits and pieces that we do, things to destroy the environment, things we do to create pollution and the like. You are on the Daily Program with myself.